Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 50-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. today. We have Jonathan Gray here from New Zealand. Jonathan, lots of topics. We had some interesting discussions. I had one today with Ken Klein, who's of Jewish heritage, but he's a believer, and he has some interesting videos out. Some of the topics are ones that we have crossed in the not-so-recent past, talking about the real place where Jesus died, talking about things such as what's coming with the end times in terms of Israel. Right now we have Jared Kushner, after Ramadan, going to announce the peace accord he's putting together, which I think will probably be ratified sometime, probably at or shortly thereafter, after the 2020 election. Things are really starting to kind of wind down to the final steps of the catastrophe that's coming before the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. Things are really starting to heat up, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are. And meanwhile, most of the world is asleep. And they're bogged down. And as you know, we've just started a series on the forbidden secret. And this is the New World Order wants people not to know the truth about what's coming and also what has been. And,
is that
and because
book?
The evolution theory is in shreds, many people have turned to the extraterrestrial theory, and there are some facts here that millions of people need to wake up and know, so I think maybe it would be a good idea to share some of that with them today.
Let's do that. In fact, I see that on crazy shows like Coast to Coast Radio, where they try to say, you know, even the Vatican is saying that, you know, that extraterrestrials can evangelize humans because they have higher spiritual knowledge. This is an example of that. Your creator wasn't a creator God, but an E.T. And it's something that people don't understand is coming here, that we have a level of evil that transcends the human race and transcends the world of Earth that is so dark and so intelligent and so malevolent that people can't conceive it's true. And our biggest enemy, by the way, is not just the deep state. We talk about geopolitically here or Australia and New Zealand or Five Eyes. The deep state is the Christian pastors that won't accept a prophetic word of truth based on the Bible and revelation from the Most High God that makes sense and in prayer can be confirmed by prayer. That's what our biggest enemy is actually the pastors who won't accept prophetic and spiritual truth given by the Most High God to his final witnesses before the time of the end. And you're one of those. That's why I consider what you do is you're producing in your books and your videos spiritual manna or truth to nourish the souls of people before the time of the end. The church, by and large, is giving what I call stale non-manna that decays in the mouth of the people before it even goes to their stomach. And what I see happening in the church is that's why we have so many denominations with different viewpoints, including apostate ideas such as a millennium after Jesus returns where we'll have a millennium and then the devil will be released. It says in the book of Daniel and elsewhere, when the devil is destroyed, like the temple, like the statue in the plains of Shinar, he's never going to rise again when the stone cut up with own hands destroys it and hits the statue on the toes of clay and iron and feet. People don't understand what's coming now is the end of the secular age and the end of the Luciferic control of Earth. That's happening very soon, but it's going to be very messy, like a birthing room with a woman screaming her head off and blood everywhere as she delivers her baby, which is the human race about to become the bride of the Creator God. That's what's coming, and it's going to be ugly as hell. And the biggest enemy we have is the so-called church and pastors that won't accept a word of truth.
Yes, and as a result, many people don't know where to turn. Actually, interesting thing, about 350 B.C., the Greek philosopher Aristotle classified the spider as having six legs. And for the next 20 centuries, everyone believed the spider had six legs. No one even bothered to count. After all, who would dare challenge the great Aristotle? Well,
right.
Along came a man called Lamarck, who lived at the second half of the 1700s into 1829. Now, he was an outstanding biologist and naturalist. And he took the trouble to carefully count the legs of the spider. And guess how many legs he counted? Exactly eight. And the myth that had been taught for centuries in all the schools and by all the scientists was destroyed because Lamarck bothered to count. Now, myths are easily accepted as truth if they've been around for a long time. And today we're about to shatter a myth. And I invite everyone to come along for our trip.
Yeah.
Now, what we shall discover may shock millions of people. It may anger many. Or we may be relieved that we didn't fall into the trap. And it was not easy to prepare this report and name names, especially after endorsing something for so long. Now, years ago, a man called Erich von Däniken caused a sensation in the, when he claimed that sophisticated ancient relics were the result of a space visit to Earth. Like others, he assumed that early man struggled for endless millions of years as a primitive, dumb and stupid creature who could not accomplish anything on his own. And then we find man quite suddenly, in just the last few thousand years, nurturing a technology so intricate, so sophisticated, that it suggests intellectual maturity from the start. Well, you don't have to be smart, Dr. Bill, to realize that there's something wrong here. So, faced with the new evidence of high technology in ancient times, which became one of my specialties, and realizing that man could not have obtained such advanced thinking capabilities and complex technologies simply by evolving from nothing, von Däniken's camp suggested that maybe galactic visitors were responsible, and these alien giants crossbred with primates to produce modern man, then left behind artifacts from their visit. Well, it's an interesting theory. And then there's the Planet X story. It's a kind of story you might want to believe. A certain popular writer, who described himself as an expert on ancient texts, tells us that beyond the planet Pluto, there's an outer planet called Nibiru. And Nibiru was populated by a reptilian super race, the Anunnaki. And the Anunnaki's own planet was dying, so the Anunnaki came to planet Earth to attempt a rescue of their planet. And the gold on planet Earth was needed to create a shield to preserve Nibiru's dwindling atmosphere. Well, you sort of feel sorry for the Anunnaki if this is a true story. Anyway, this planet Nibiru in its orbit came close to planet Earth. And a group of 50 astronauts from Nibiru with their leader called Enki splashed down in the waters of the Persian Gulf, and some Anunnaki were sent to mine gold in Africa. Well, when the toil became unbearable, Enki created primitive workers by mixing the genes of male Anunnaki with the eggs of early female humanoids to bring about Homo sapiens, that's you and me. And this sudden speed-up given to our evolution explains how the Sumerian civilization began suddenly, fully developed with no evidence of a primitive beginning. And so you can credit these extraterrestrials for jump-starting it, this popular writer said.
This is like Darth Vader, I am your father.
That's right.
I am your father, you know.
That's right. Oh yes, and something else. The orbit of Nibiru, which some call Planet X, was said to bring into our solar system every 3,600 years, and it will return to planet Earth very soon. Well, that awakens my interest. How about the rest of us?
Right.
Okay? Now, in any case, this gentleman, whom we shall call Mr. S. Oh, no, why not give his name? Zechariah Sitchin.
Right.
He assures us that this is what the Sumerian clay tablets say. In fact, he's been heavily promoting this topic. And in contrast to the hairy speculation of von Däniken, Sitchin claimed to be a scholar. He graduated in economics, but he claimed to be an expert in ancient Sumerian texts and Hebrew.
Right.
Well, you have to admit, an argument appealing to ancient clay tablets does sound somewhat scholarly. And, well, as it was, for a number of years I accepted this gentleman's claim that the above story was in those ancient Sumerian records. After all, you just don't make up things like this, do you?
Was he involved with some secret order like the Thule Society of Germany, or some secret order that we're channeling these lies from transdimensional entities? What is there any evidence of that?
I don't know of any evidence that Dr. Bill, but when he first spun his exciting story, how many of us had access to all the Sumerian texts? He claimed right. they were in the Sumerian texts.
Right.
Well, now, from my years of independent research, I knew that Mr. Sitchin had at least one thing correct, and that is that from the earliest times, the Sumerians did enjoy a very high standard of civilization. And as you know, in today's world, where we are taught that early man was primitive, it's rare to hear about high technology in the ancient world, so I felt a measure of rapport with Mr. Sitchin. And for this reason, my customary cautious approach softened a little bit toward this man, and I did enjoy reading his book, so I let down my guard just a little to give the facts in his books, so-called facts, the respect, in particular the claim that certain ancient texts existed that backed up his story.
Right.
Well, accepting his claim was also to be a responsible scholar in that respect, and I went as far as to quote him in relation to ancient technology a couple of times in my book Dead Men's Secrets. But then, Dr. Bill, something happened. Over a period of time, I received an increasing number of emails talking about these things. Planet Nibiru, otherwise called Planet X, the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, the 3,600-year orbit of this planet, which is said to bring destruction each time it passes close to Earth. So I felt an increasing obligation to dig deeper because people started asking me about these claims he was making. Well, I was checking carefully through the story, and an irritating anomaly kept cropping up. Assuming that Sitchin's story was true, and this such misfitting data made no sense. It shouldn't even exist. And naturally, out-of-place information does bother me. Now, you can shrug it off, or you can cry out to have it resolved. So pursuing the matter was not easy. Very soon, another inconsistency surfaced, and then another, and then another. And the problem was not just one, but a growing procession of non-fitting pieces.
Right.
And that's when it struck me that the problem might be not with the inconsistencies, but the problem might be with Mr. Sitchin's story.
Right.
Well, now, three problems arose in particular. Firstly, he said that the Anunnaki came from that planet. And this was Nibiru. He called it a 12th planet. And how do we know that this is so? According to Mr. Sitchin, it's in the Sumerian texts.
Right.
Well, problem. You could search, search, and search, but no matter where one might turn, it was absolutely impossible to find even one such Sumerian text. Secondly, Nibiru is a planet beyond Pluto, he said. How do
right.
we know? Well, he says, the Sumerian texts tell us that. Well,
right.
another problem. Again, I could not find one single Sumerian text that says anything like this. The third thing, claim he made, that this planet Nibiru cycles through our solar system every 3,600 years. According to Zechariah Sitchin, the Sumerian texts say this. Well, I went searching again. Try as one might, no such Sumerian text could be found, not anywhere. The Sumerian text displayed a distressing habit of not being there, so could the problem be with me? Well, as I scratched my head over this, a few more awkward questions began to nag at me. Why did Mr. Sitchin claim that the biblical pre-flood sons of God who married the daughters of men were called Nephilim, when the Genesis text itself said something different?
Right.
And that's something that we could go into maybe if we had to.
As soon as we come back, we need to get into that. So that this is amazing, revelations, because this idea of the ET being our genetic progenitors that brought us about? Is
diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as benpositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you neurological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. That's nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex
Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. And you've got an amazing book on this. And what's the title of that book, the ebook available at BeforeUs.com? BeforeUs.com?
The ebook is called Is This Sitchin Fiction?
Oh, my. That's funny.
Anyway, as I scratched my head over this, a few more awkward questions began to nag at me. One of them was, why did Mr. Sitchin claim that the biblical pre-flood sons of God who married the daughters of men were called Nephilim, when the Genesis text itself said something very different?
Right, what did it say?
Why did Mr. Sitchin say that Nephilim means people of the fiery rockets, and also those who came down from heaven, when in the Hebrew language the word Nephilim meant nothing like this?
Right.
And why did many of Mr. Sitchin's vital translations of Sumerian and Mesopotamian words differ so much from Mesopotamian cuneiform bilingual dictionaries?
Right.
And so I was asking myself, why? Here was a whole mass of questions now crying out for an answer.
Right.
Well, now, we should understand something here. Experience in frontline archaeology has taught me that evidence must always override theories. If a theory says yes, but the confirmed facts say no, then the theory is wrong.
Right.
That's plain common sense. Now, in an investigation, there may be hundreds of information bits to consider. And one starts out imagining a scenario, but when all the facts are in, the final picture may turn out to be quite different. So let's say you have hundreds of torn up bits of newspaper scattered over the table, and you want to fit them together to form a page. But after working for hours, you discover the pieces just do not fit. Well, that's where I was with the many pieces to Mr. Sitchin's theory. They just did not fit.
Right.
So what would you do? What better than ask the man direct? The man who gave us the pieces.
Right.
So I sat down and I wrote to Zechariah Sitchin personally, asking him to help me clarify these matters. Surely he would substantiate his story better than anyone. Perhaps
right.
He had sources not available to the rest of the world.
Right.
With Mr. Sitchin's help, this bothersome matter could be resolved. And so I wrote to him. And I started off by appreciating some good things that we did agree on, and then saying that there was a few things troubling me, and would he kindly clarify them so that I can be at peace in my mind regarding them.
What date would this be, roughly?
Pardon?
This was
just a few months before he died, because I'll tell you what happened. In the year 2011.
Right.
I was invited by George Newery of Coast to Coast to go on and talk about the subject.
Right.
So I did so, and almost soon after the exposition was given on Coast to Coast, he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, when I wrote to him, I bit on my fingernails and waited, and 7 weeks passed. And I recall quite vividly, Dr. Bill, that Tuesday morning at the Thames, New Zealand post office. My heart was thumping heavily as I tore open the envelope. And there inside was a photocopy of my letter with Mr. Sitchin's few brief notes scribbled over it. They
right.
consisted of only a few words. It was evident that the dear man was stumped to produce any of the claimed Sumerian text I was asking him for.
Right.
Sure, as he said, it was in his books, but not in the Sumerian text. He referred me to his books. Well, I'd already read his books, and that was what was not making sense.
Right.
Well, I had already been right through them all, and actually I have placed his brief reply, the details of his brief reply to each of my instructions on my special report, the Sitch and Fiction book. That's 224 pages.
Wow.
Now, further investigation, without Mr. Sitchin's help, turned up the fact that all of the Sumerian texts discovered by archaeologists have now, after his theory was made public, all of them have now been translated and catalogued. No longer a secret, as it was when he gave his theory, they are now finally accessible to all of us, even on the internet. Now, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Examination shows that there is not one Sumerian text that says those things that he was claiming.
Right.
Not one anywhere.
Right.
And in my book, Is This Sitch and Fiction, I do show the reader how to check for himself all of the Sumerian texts online. Anyone can do it now. It was not possible to do that when Sitchin came out with his theory and made those claims that they're in the Sumerian text. And you could get away with it because no one could have access to the Sumerian text. And they weren't translated. But the truth is that now the entire cuneiform record is available to us.
Why do you think that he made up this? What was the genesis of this theory? Because I know there's side theories that are supported by the Vatican that suggest the same things in a sense in the basic modus of his ideas that are in the Vatican. They believe that E.T. can evangelize us. The Vatican believes they have some documents or texts or information to support a Sitchin-like kind of thesis, isn't there?
Yes, that is right. And of course, what the Vatican is claiming and what Sitchin are claiming all come from the same evil source, which is untrue. The Father, Jesus himself says that Satan is a liar and the father of it.
Well, let me go sidestep for one second. The council that runs Earth is called the Druidic Council of 13. You've heard of that one before, right?
Yes.
And the head of the council is called a Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon. And these are run by the, if you want to call it, these sons of God, these fallen ones, who run Earth and all the banks and all the Jesuits and everything else and all the globalist control freak satanic councils and all the secret orders of all the high-level druidic and agencies. Every single Masonic order on Earth is run through the Druidic Council of 13. And the Vatican is the main suppository, I call it repository, like rectal, the main repository of all the ancient books, including the libraries of Alexandria that were transferred to the Vatican. So the greatest libraries of all these ancient apostate books and theses are based on the same idea. In fact, the ancient religions all believe the same apostate crazy ideas, didn't they?
Oh, yes, that's right. There's a link between the whole lot.
Right.
Now, the truth is that in the entire cuneiform record, Dr. Bill, in the entire record, there is not one single text that says any of the things Mr. Sitchin was claiming they did. These texts do not exist. They are all made up, except one. Now, the one text that is genuine is a cylinder seal known as VA243. And it's named that because it's number 243 in the collection of the Vordisstasis Museum in Berlin. But contrary to Mr. Sitchin's claim, this seal does not show a 12th planet at all, but is the record of a grain harvest offering to a god. Now, what about the good Mr. Sitchin's Sumerian word translations? Same problem, they're just made up. How can we be sure? Well, not only do we now have access to the Sumerian text, but also we have access to the 4,000-year-old Sumerian word dictionaries. Yes, they had dictionaries, and these dictionaries have survived, and they've now been translated.
Wow.
So the Sumerians kept their own dictionaries, and we have these, and what is their verdict on the alien favoring meanings that Mr. Sitchin has been giving us? The words do not mean those things at all. The actual meanings have to do with grain harvesting, nothing to do with extraterrestrial.
Right.
Okay, and what about his Hebrew word translations? Well, sorry to be a spoiled sport, but these are likewise fictitious. and I put them. I've offered the them in my e-book, which a person can go right through in detail. Now, honesty to me is a great treasure. If a person is honest, you can trust them. And that people have a habit of either telling lies or telling the truth. And people who you consistently tell the truth, you can trust them.
Right. And usually don't get stumbled over things because they don't have cognitive dissonance where they have to make one truth true and then another truth true. They conflict each other. That's why what you say does not conflict with the Bible or ancient archaeology. Please continue.
Yes. So, I'm sorry to say that Zechariah Sitchin, firstly, served up to us fictitious word meanings so we'd accept his theory, and secondly, he's made up Sumerian documents which do not exist, and he asks us to accept such scholarship as his evidence. Well, if the evidence for a theory is bogus, then, may I ask, what about the theory? Okay. All right. Now, why is it important? Well, I don't like documents and truth manipulated to promote false claims. Suppose I was a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but if I was a lawyer, wouldn't I be professionally obligated to inform you if someone was giving you bad legal advice?
Right.
If I was a building inspector, wouldn't I owe you the truth if I knew the house you were about to purchase had termite-weakened foundations? If I was an accountant, wouldn't you expect me to advise you if a neighbor's tax advice could put you in jail? Well, I'm none of those things, but I'm trying to provide the same service in my area of expertise, which is archaeology. And increasingly, people ask me about this planet X, the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, and did extraterrestrials from a distant planet called Nibiru, planet X, come to Earth and crossbreed with creatures here, and does Nibiru's orbit bring it into our solar system every 3,600 years? Well, my answer is test everything. Demand solid evidence, because many self-proclaimed scholars are out there who either don't understand their topic or are faking data. And why is this occurring? I can think of three reasons. There are no doubt more. Firstly, some writers know that if they can catch public attention with a sensational story, they can become very rich.
Right.
They're not necessarily malicious, it's just their love for money or fame is greater than their love for truth.
Right.
So just put out a sensational story and get people's attention. Very simple. Now, there are others who are just plain mischievous, and these con men wish to confuse and deceive the public. It puts them on a high to successfully prey on unsuspecting, gullible persons. And another writer may mull over an idea that takes his fancy, then toy with it till he becomes convinced it might be true, and after some sloppy research with half the truth in his hands, he reaches the wrong conclusion and then goes public. And these may be brilliant intellectuals. But the first two I mentioned have an honesty problem, and the third is simply naive. So what is this Planet X story? My answer is that I shall not judge the motive of the man who invented this theory, but the truth is we've been had, and millions have swallowed it. Millions of good, honest, gullible people. And this is why they have not accepted the Lord God, their Creator.
And by the way, the reason why this thesis was put forward is because all the pagan religions of Earth talk about a Queen of Heaven. In fact, even in the Catholic Church, there's more monuments to Mary than there is to Jesus and the sacrifice he did on the cross. People don't understand this, that the Queen of Heaven thesis and the paganism is tied to a goddess worship, including goddess Earth itself, is actually the fact is that when Yeshua, HaMashiach, marries, quote, the human race that are saved, they become the bride collectively of the Most High God. And this makes us collectively as the Queen of Heaven when we become married to the Eternal One. And that's something that the pagans and the Satanists don't want to have people understand. They want a substitutionary Queen of Heaven, don't they?
That's what they want, yes.
And that's why they have this idea that E.T. out there is, in a sense, our father, like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing. This is a remarkable book. Again, the title again is?
Is This Sitchin Fiction?
Is This Sitchin, like Zachariah Sitchin Fiction. Wonderful title. Cardiovascular is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally